It's more than the rooster this morning at Rosie on the House.
Can't be just quiet waking up the rooster this morning. You had to wake everyone up in the barn, huh?
We got the whole barnyard this morning based on our topic today of urban farming. We're in the garden this hour with John J. Harper here at Rosie on the House, here for you to answer any question you might have about your landscaping, gardening, irrigation, fertilizing, edging, trimming, whatever it might be. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House. Pouring that first big hot cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Did you know?
That
they don't only serve coffee? They have some delicious ice cream tea. I had some yesterday afternoon in the heat of the afternoon. It's decaf and it's wonderful. They also have some little culottes, which are frozen drinks.
Watch out.
Tasty.
Dunkin' Donuts, going with the trend. America runs on Dunkin'. Hey, we've got the whole team here for you, the Arizona homeowner. We have our call screener on hand waiting for your call. That would be Peanut, my daughter. She'll find out your name, where you are calling from in Arizona, and your question. She'll post that up on a screen. Our voice goes from here to our broadcast distribution center, where Miracle Mike makes sure the levels are right, the buttons are pushed correctly, sends that over to the satellite, up in the air, down to your radio, and into your telephone. That's how the big circle of communication works right here at Rosie on the House. We have a contest coming up, and y'all need to really be paying attention today, because what you can win is a $100 gift certificate from Jewels and Estates Gallery by G. Darrell Olson. So y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to be covering some information in segment 2 of the Garden Hour that you will need to know. Log on to Facebook and answer some questions about that segment in the second hour of the program.
So we're going to get your whole Mother's Day taken care of right here.
That's it, baby.
But you got to earn it.
That's right.
We got to make you got to work for it this time.
Stay tuned.
No first caller, ninth caller, the first person to dial this number. It's a listen and win.
Yeah,
earn your stripes.
And you got to be on Facebook. So be on Facebook. That's how we're going to award it. With all that said, we welcome you. We've got callers already lining up, but there is still an open line. If you'd like to sneak in, be a great time to do it as we go over the landscaping tip of the week, brought to you this week by Harper's Nursery. John Jay.
Here we are.
There's
a lot of stuff going on.
Man, it's happening.
Man,
baby.
All right. Boy, what a great morning. If you got some gardening to do this weekend, you know, we got a little test of the 100 degrees. We got that out of the way. Going to be back in the 80s next week. So we're back on track. It's a great time. But if we want to feed the trees and feed the plants that feed you, it's time to do it. So we talk about Memorial Day, which is a little ways away yet, but May's the time we start feeding citrus again.
This would be a great day to send pictures back to your relatives in the Midwest, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or even Denver.
We're here tending our garden.
Yeah.
And they're shoveling snow.
We're feeding citrus.
Yes.
I got tomatoes that are about the size of this coffee cup sitting on my plants. And yeah.
All a part of the Rosie on the House Arizona Economic Recovery Plan. Send pictures this weekend to any family member you have that's possibly shoveling snow on April 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th,
even. Yeah, and shoveling they are in some places. So, yeah, or if it's not snowing, it's like 45 degrees and rainy and terrible. So it's supposed to even maybe rain for the Kentucky Derby today. So could be a sloppy track.
That could change the odds.
Could. Not that I would know anything about that, but I do know about feeding citrus.
And we're right here at that juncture.
It's time. It's May. So we say Memorial Day, but we want to get you warmed up because we know that, you know, it takes a week or two to get everybody going. So time to be feeding not only just citrus, but peaches and apricots and plums and anything that's an edible fruit. In fact, as I wrote in my newsletter the other day, it's really time to just about feed anything. We've had lots of folks coming in, you know, plants got frozen pretty hard. People cut things back. Those plants have expended lots of energy putting on lots of new growth. And now they're starting to get some yellow leaves, especially down at the bottom of the plant. That's an indicator that they probably need some fertilizing. And this is a great time to feed before get those plants recovered. Make sure they've got lots of good succulent growth on them going into the hot weather that they've fully recovered and got lots of growth. So May is a great time to feed just about anything, including those Bermuda grass lawns that are coming out of dormancy, starting to green up. Get some fertilizer on them. So just about anything in your garden, including citrus, should be fertilized.
Now, I'm visioning standing in the nursery, and I'm looking at the product rack. And I've got my citrus food here, and then I see this fruit, nut, tree fertilizer, and this lawn fertilizer. Do I need all three of those for everything, or is there like an all-in-one?
Well,
or
you can buy an all-purpose. I wouldn't start mixing products together, but you can buy an all-purpose, like a 10-10-10. You can put that on your lawn, your trees, your shrubs, your roses. You use different amounts depending on what they are. Sometimes it's more efficient depending on what you have. It'd take an awful lot of a 10-10-10 fertilizer to feed a lawn because you need a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. So that would take 10 pounds of that product per 1,000 square feet. So instead of 3 or 4 pounds of a lawn food product per 1,000 square feet that was like 20 to 30% nitrogen. So it can be done. It just may not be the most economically feasible. Now, if I've got 100 square feet of grass and I've got one citrus tree and then buy an all-purpose and buy one thing. Because, if you have 4 or 5 bags of stuff and they just sit on the shelf and go, and get wet or go, then that doesn't help anybody either. But if you've got a normal-sized lawn and you've got fruit trees, citrus trees, nut trees, pretty much can all be fed with the same thing. Lawns should have a lawn food. Roses should probably have a rose food. So those types of things. And, of course, you want to be careful with newly planted vegetable gardens. You don't want to use really high nitrogen citrus food on little vegetable plants. But so you kind of need to weigh out how much and what you have. And, of course, above all else, follow directions.
You mentioned trimming back from a lot of frost protection. What fertilizer do I need for my tangerine that is a brown stick whittled down to about nothing?
A shovel fertilizer.
A shovel. Dun, shovel fertilizer. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Yeah. Push in the shovel, pull out the roots, plant a new one.
You have a tangerine and
probably do.
At the nursery I can pick up. That one didn't make it.
That's always disappointing. But if it hasn't leafed out by now, then even if it did this late when things, and this would be for almost anything, folks. If you've got plants that froze hard and they've got just a couple little leaves that are finally coming out, the chances of those when it hits 100 and stays 100 every day of making it, probably not real good.
It's already in a weakened condition.
Yeah.
Our calls are awake this morning, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, starting out in Aguila. Blue, welcome to the conversation. How may we help you?
You can tell me what I need to do with my agave out here. A bunch of the fronds are rust, red, yellowish. At night even they look a little purpley, and it's starting at the tips and going down. Or is it frost damage? Is it lack of water? I've never heard of fertilizing a cactus, but is it that? What do I do?
Well, these leaves that are turning color, are they the ones that are down towards the ground or the new stuff up at the very top?
It's all the outsides and it working its way in.
I understand it's working its way in from the tip of the leaf in, but these leaves, are
they're on the outside of the plant.
Okay, but are they at the top?
The middle, the crown in the middle and the new growth doesn't have that much of it or any of it yet.
Okay, so do you know what kind of agave? Now, agave,
it's
you
not
said
a blue
cactus.
Agave. It's kind of a greener.
Okay, agave aren't cactus, number one. And some agaves are very tropical. And we did have a lot of freeze damage on some agaves that were planted in landscapes this last winter because they are tropical type agaves and they're not native and won't take that much cold. So it would be my guess that you had some cold damage on those, and it's spreading in. The cold damage just causes the tissue to even get damaged and starts rotting or decaying. I pulled two guys working in the yard yesterday. I finally just pulled them out. They had just basically withered and rotted away. It took months for that to happen, right? I finally just pulled them out. So much moisture, and those leaves are so soft, they just start rotting on the plant, and they eventually just spread into the rest of the plant. You might try trimming them off and getting ahead of it, seeing if that stops it. But usually once you start doing that with agaves, they look pretty weird. You lose that shape that is the architectural feature of an agave, which is what you really want. So, you know, depending on how bad it is, it may just be that you have to start over.
And I don't know one agave from another, but the ones in our yard that look like they're dying, I ignore them and let them be themselves. And, like, then they sprout these new little pups and,
yes,
you know, and the new ones come in and take over. I don't know. Living out in a Gila trying to manage a tropical plant, I think he should maybe plant where the plant can't see the Eagle Tail Mountains. I think you ought to plant like a banana tree and just trick it into thinking it's in the tropics.
might work till about July. That or plant an agave that's, you know, more like the Perii or the Americanas or some of those that are more suited to the desert and the cold and the extreme heat and the cold. So,
and which one do they use for fermenting?
For fermenting, for making tequila, you mean?
If I had agave, that's what I'd want to know. Is this a squeezable? What they call it, edible landscape.
That's right.
All right.
I would be.
Y'all stay tuned. When we get back, we'll be covering what you need to know to win a $100 gift certificate from Jewels and Estate Gallery by G. Darrell Olson, available to any listener within the great state of Arizona.
We also have Charlene and Waddell on gardenias. We've got Jim and Chandler on a bottle tree. And we've got an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. 1-888-767-4348.